All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Rants into the Heavens. Again, we don't usually do two of them, but we're doing two of them this time because I have to weigh in on the whole AI controversy. Okay, so, to make a long story short, basically there was an AI that debuted in Japan, and it can mimic artists very, very well. And of course, there's a lot of people that are very upset about it, specifically the artists, because they're like, oh no, an AI can do my work as good as I can. So a lot of artists are closing up shop, which sucks. Most of what I've seen the AI do is like Moe, and it's not that great, because there was some people in Jazz that were kind of weighing in on it, and one guy was like, oh yeah, well now we'll get AI visual novels. And I'm like, dude, an AI, it would take it a long time to even get to the level of quality that it would need to be in order to, reach something like a good, well-written script of a visual novel. Like, I don't think we're there yet. Same thing with, like, art. Like, it's not to say shoujo level of quality yet. I'm sorry. It's just not fucking there. Somebody actually looked up, what was it, a demon twin-tailed loli? And they found it, right? But it's the same thing with all the other AI. Like, if you go to the porn.ai and you look at all the AI porn, you're going to find, like, what you want. But a lot of the images are going to be distorted in places, mostly the face and some of the limbs. Like, you might have girls with three arms or three breasts or, weird faces, almost like scary, creepypasta-looking faces. We're just not there yet. AI's getting good, but it's not good enough. It can't capture perfect face and perfect body. Like, it has an idea, but it's still off. So, it's going to be a long time before we can get an AI to match on that level. But, I mean, yeah, I can understand why some of the artists would be upset. Because, the AI can get better. And it can actually beat them at their own game. But, I mean, as far as writing a coherent script, yeah, that's leagues away. But art, yeah, it can definitely manipulate art. And, I mean, the question is, though, like, how authentic will it be? Because it can mimic what's already been done, but creating a new style is something that it probably can't do yet. So there's a lot of artists that draw in a certain style that, I mean, sure the AI can mimic, but, there's a level of authenticity that's missing there. So, I don't think it's that worrisome. I don't think it's really that big of a deal. Matter of fact, the head guy over at Jazz kind of weighed in on it, and he pretty much said... give me a minute, guys. He weighed in on it a little bit. Let's see. He basically said, hold on, just give me a minute because there's a lot here. It says, the best thing is when you try to get any of those AI engines to make anything pornographic and you get a flesh monster because they can't handle any sort of interaction between multiple characters, which is true. That's one very good point. It's hard to get two or more characters next to each other without, it becoming some big mesh. Like, it's just... yeah, absolutely disgusting. And of course, he says, I'm not saying the technology doesn't improve over time. And he said, as a guy who had a cell phone in 04, I understand. And he says that there's some inherent limitations to the concepts, and whatever the computer men tell you, he's just like, And he said, oh, don't worry, we've got a fix for that. And he's like, uh-huh. But he does say, you know, he's optimistic about technology. I think it comes with being older and having seen how things improved. He said, I used to spend hours trying to get games to work in DOS, and now the OS does almost everything for you. There's all kinds of good stuff AI could be used for. There's also all kinds of ways it can fuck shit up. I'm mostly of the opinion that the good will outweigh the bad. And, there's a couple more things he says. He said if you exclusively train a set on a particular artist's style with the intent of having an AI that can perfectly replicate a particular artist's style, that's a little bit different than taking inspiration from sources to create your own thing. That's kind of true. And that is an issue. He said, hopefully, at least in the future, will we all just chill out and do whatever we want, and the robots treat us to a life of luxury. And he said, honestly, I feel like it's gonna more sink into a cyberpunk nightmare where the rich and powerful use technology to cut costs, pay for workers to hoard more wealth at the top as the rich get richer and the poor get poorer, and everything ultimately gets worse for the majority of people. But I sure hope it goes the other way. Yeah. And of course, I talked about, interviewing Revy. Of course, I didn't mention him by name, but I talked about interviewing him as an engineer. And basically, I said it's going to be like AR, VR, and all that kind of stuff. And that's going to probably be the future. It's just, there's a lot more going on. But yeah, that's pretty much all I have to say on this. Because, yeah, I mean, people are kind of freaking out a little bit. It's not going to be that bad. Yes, they can approximate a certain style, but at the same time, I don't think it's to the level where it can absolutely just, replicate an image 100%. We're not there yet. We got a while before that happens. I mean, will it happen? It very well could, but we got a while before we see anything even close to that. Now, some people may disagree, but I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think we're at that level yet. But anyway, this is the Grim Lord, and I am out for Grim Rants into the heavens.